Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again.
Yeah, we don't want to gloat, but we couldn't resist here in News Talk today. Following Donegal's win over Meath yesterday to secure that All-Ireland hurling football final Sunday, 2 weeks against Kerry. Our own Kerry man and off the ball presenter, Owen Sheehan's with me in studio today. I'm sure you're delighted at that theme tune.
Yes, indeed. I'm sure we'll be hearing plenty of this in 2 weeks' time Donegal coast the victory against Kerry.
Stop now. I knew you were going to start this. Your thoughts on the match yesterday?
Donegal were very impressive. This is a team on a mission, and it seems like the journey is going to end in only one destination. Year two of Jim McGuinness, you can never write them off, and it feels like that prophecy is almost going to come through. Now, Meath possibly were a step too far in this championship. Potentially, Galway should have dealt with them a little bit better in the All-Ireland quarterfinal and potentially a little bit out of their depth. But God, there's not really a weakness in this Donegal team, is there?
Well, you see, this is a classic Kerry man now, isn't it? In here to sort of talk off the opposition ahead of the final. But you were there in Croke Park, I'm sure, on Saturday.
I was. Saturday was magnificent. Kerry beating Tyrone and Armagh the same season is the stuff of dreams, even if Sam Maguire hasn't been won yet. So to potentially give a repeat of 2014 in that All-Ireland final would be brilliant in 2 weeks' time. But that was probably the worst All-Ireland ever played, Andrea, as you'll remember. Even as Kerry won that day, I'll still admit it was a terrible, terrible game. 2 weeks' time will be the opposite. It's going to be one of the best All-Ireland finals ever.
Well, we are chatting today about those 82,006 tickets for Croke Park for the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals this Sunday and next Sunday. And how do you manage to get your hands on them? Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been out and about in the streets today asking people, how do they get their All-Ireland tickets?
We haven't even tried to get tickets. I know a lot of people we know will get them to our club. It is very hard to get them. For the Leinster final this year, there was we went with the club at home in Kilkenny, and we got the juveniles got the free tickets and the adults had to pay, which is a fantastic offer.
Multiple times from Mayo. It's not too bad now when you're playing, if you're involved in a club.
Okay,
like
you play for a club and then the raffle goes out.
Exactly, yeah. You'll get a ticket. It might be a Hill ticket or something like that, and then as the days goes on you might swap it for a seated ticket. You know, there might be 100 members and 35, 40 tickets, like, so there is a bit of a scramble as well.
I'm from Donegal, so I was in Croke Park.
And will you be going now this year?
If you have any tickets.
Buy any tickets, no. But I know lots of people who are looking for them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, love to go. Love to go, so.
And how do you manage to get tickets in other years?
I suppose some of the family were club members. And I won some in a raffle last year. I've been at all Donegal, all Ireland's.
So you'll be trying every contact you have in your phone?
Oh, that's what I'm doing to my family today. Like, yeah.
Did you book the Monday off?
We've actually gone on holidays on the Monday, so my husband booked the holidays for the Monday about 6 months ago.
Purposely.
I was there when I was a kid. I bunked in, actually. Somebody stole a ladder and we got in. I was about 10, I'd say, 10 years of age. It would have been in this early 60s.
Put a ladder up and what, you come in then by the hill, is it?
Or? The hill end, yeah. Couldn't see the match though.
Yeah, some people sharing their stories, how they managed to get those All-Ireland tickets to our reporter, Josh Crosby. Freelance sports journalist Daniel Hussey is with me on the line today. Daniel, you might just explain to listeners before the canvassing for tickets starts, where do those 82,006 tickets go to?
Yeah, so the vast majority of them go to county allocations, it's called, are in and around 60,000 every year out of the 82. Now, that 60,000 isn't just the participating counties. Every club in Ireland is usually allocated 2 to 4 tickets, depending if they have an adult football and hurling team, basically. So their 60,000 knocked straight away. That's true clubs. And then you've got 10,500 premium and corporate. You've got season tickets in there as well, and lots of other small categories that make up the 82. So given the demand for the hurling and football this year, I would say none of those tickets will go on general sale and Ticketmaster. The vast majority of them, if you are looking, is through a club, not just in the participating counties, but throughout the 32 counties in Ireland.
Yeah, so if you're as well, get onto your neighbouring club that's not involved really, or your neighbouring county, Daniel.
Yeah, exactly. And it is interesting. Like, so for example, Cork would have obviously high demand for hurling tickets. So the Cork clubs would use the vast majority of the football tickets they get and maybe swap with Kerry or Donegal if they have agreements with them to swap tickets as best they can to boost their allocation. So club-wise, obviously the best case scenario is if you are a member of a club in those participating counties. But if you're not, just because you might know someone in a club in a different county, I would still get on to them, because you just never know. Some clubs are quite small. They might not use those hurling or football tickets. And if you do know someone in those clubs, you might as well chance your arm. But it is one of those weeks, Andrea, that you just get bombarded with messages for tickets. I mean, people think it's because I work in the industry, I have access to 10 or 15. Oh, I mean, sure, I just don't. So
the people have this mad notion that there's some sort of a basket of tickets here in News Talk, and it's gas, you know, when you try to explain to them, it's most certainly not. You'd be lucky to even try and get your hands on one. So do the counties in the All-Ireland finals, do they get more tickets?
Yeah, they would. It's in and around. It's hard to have the exact figure because the GAA annual report doesn't publish. It just has it in the one category, but it's in and around the 16,000 initial allocation each, and then the rest is distributed to clubs across the country, as I mentioned. But you, because of what I said, those agreements perhaps with other counties, that your county should end up with maybe close to 20,000, I guess, each, if they manage to get some from other counties. And the reason the GAA do this versus every other game of the year, it's because it's a 32 county final. A lot of counties will never get to an All-Ireland final, and it's their view that they should have a chance to make it to an All-Ireland final. So it's obviously very frustrating for participating counties, particularly like huge counties like Cork, that just the demand, I think, in some clubs is 2,000% versus the allocation this week. So that just shows you, that's just one club and one example, that a lot of people won't be able to get to an All-Ireland final in the participating counties. But I do understand to a certain extent with the GAA that there are counties that, as I said, won't make an All-Ireland final. And it's great for them to have access to those tickets and be part of the big day.
So of the 59,212 tickets from GAA headquarters that are county allocations, roughly about 16,000 of those each will go directly to, we'll say, Tipperary and Cork and Kerry and Donegal.
Yeah, and I'm blinded there, but just working off numbers where they used to publish it around 13,000-14,000, and we've lost the minor final, which would have got around 1,500 to 2,000 tickets. So ballpark, yeah, you're looking at initial allocation maybe 32,000 between the two counties, and then about 26 or 27 between the rest of the clubs. There's around 2,200 clubs in Ireland, but there's also overseas clubs as well. So there's a lot to get an allocation. There's a lot of moving parts. And again, the GAA's view is they should, because they're part of the GAA family and it's just the event. Now, look, my own personal view, I think we probably need to move a little bit back towards the participating counties and maybe have a deal every couple of years as clubs get tickets. There are ways around this, because like my own personal experience, this is anecdotally, is All-Ireland semi-finals, being at them is the best atmosphere possible, because you've 80,000 people, if you get a full house like yesterday, that want to be there, that are part of the two counties. Whereas the All-Ireland finals, about two thirds of them are from the participating counties, and you're getting a lot of neutrals there, which is great. But atmosphere wise, I always found the All-Ireland semi-finals better occasions in terms of atmosphere. But is that the most important thing? Who knows? Because as I said, it's a 32 county association.
So then the course on Sheehan, the wheeling and dealing starts.
Yeah, exactly. Get on to your local friends who are from clubs that aren't participating in the All-Ireland, or from counties that aren't participating in the All-Ireland, and just try and get in touch with as many people as possible. Now, as Daniel says, we are going to be contacted multiple times over the course of the next 2 weeks.
And well, I was asking you yesterday.
The answer,
I thought you'd be the man on the know.
The answer is generally no, because like what tends to happen is that there tends to be a little bit of a drip down from corporate sponsors, say, for All-Ireland quarterfinals, All-Ireland semifinals. Everybody in the corporate sponsorship game wants to use their own tickets for the All-Ireland final. So all of a sudden, we're all totally cut off from that. I think Daniel makes a good point as well about the All-Ireland semi-finals having the best atmosphere. What I would say, however, is that All-Ireland final day is our biggest sort of sports moment in this country. And compared to, say, a Champions League final or a World Cup final, it still does manage to maintain a decent sense of authenticity about it, given the numbers that he's just outlined there with regards to genuine fans getting their hands on tickets. It's not that bad. There does seem to be this tone out there sometimes that it's just full of bandwagoners on All-Ireland final day. Generally, it's not. Generally, it's a couple of thousand. You would do very well to get them.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. How do you get your hands on those All-Ireland final tickets? Today FM's Cathal Minogue is with me in studio. You're here, I suppose, well, on the hunt for something from Tipperary.
Yeah, this is just my call out, plea now, to every single person.
Public service broadcasting
like myself,
at its best.
I name every single person in my family that's looking for them. I've experienced, I was lucky since like 2009 that I was at the age of going to matches. Tipperary were in a lot of All-Ireland finals, so I was blessed.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was every single one of those All-Ireland finals was against Kilkenny. I've never experienced, I was too young to go in 2001 when they played Galway. I've never experienced an All-Ireland final as a Tipperary man against another county.
So is this your pitch as to why you should get one?
No, but this is, hopefully someone, the county board, anyone has one for me. But it's actually interesting. I've never experienced an All-Ireland final, the lead up to an All-Ireland final, in terms of tickets and the hunt for tickets to be as hard get as it has been this last couple of days. It's incredible. And it's definitely down to, obviously there's a lot more hype around the Tip team now, maybe so than it was the latter end of the 2010s. But also the Cork, the Cork team in it, they're the best supported team bar hurling, football, any sport, I would imagine. They're one of the best supported teams in the country. So I've never experienced anything like this. The fanfare is incredible. But yeah, if anyone, do I shout out my phone number? What do I give them? Just my email address? Two tickets.
So as of right now, at 10 to 12, you've no ticket for Sunday.
No ticket, have no. So anyone at all. Yeah.
I thought you'd have that well sourced at this stage. Katie Gallagher, of course, in the News Talk newsroom is with me here as well. Another Donegal woman. Have you tickets sourced yet?
No, not yet. But this is also a call out to anyone I know in any county or anywhere.
You have to use it.
Yeah. And it's just Beg, Borrow, Steal. And it's texting. And I get the same as you. I think people think I'm Ticketmaster for a lot, whether it's gigs or matches. And I'm like, absolutely not. But if any of my friends want to return a favour and have a look for me this time,
yeah,
100%.
That's your past, you see, as a showbiz reporter now in the tabloids. People will tend to think that. So what's your best advice, best avenue, if you are willing to share it with people today?
I think you do just have to ask everybody. Nobody's afraid to ask us. So yeah, I think we have to ask everybody. But you do have to look at the likes of the ladies and stuff. I saw they get 100, like 100, they're in that 10,000. So that's harder again. So I'm not a member this year of my club because I'm back moving to Dublin. But even there, so we're going to struggle even harder. So for any of your girls out there, maybe give them a text. And yeah, you just really have to be knocking on every door.
Every single door,
and just
hoping
for the best.
Listeners got in touch to say the season ticket is the only way. It's expensive, but it's worth it.
It is worth it if you go to every single game. And
you have to go to six, isn't it? Some of my neighbours actually had season tickets this year.
They've changed the process on it in recent years. I'm not actually sure what it is. My confidence in Kerry was quite low this year that I didn't invest in a season ticket.
Right.
It was actually a misplaced. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I've done it in previous years and it's not actually like of any financial gain to you whatsoever. But if you think your county's going to be in the All-Ireland final, it's of massive benefit because it's a stress-free week in the lead up to it. The one thing is, it's a good point you make about Kilkenny, Tipperary as well being in so many finals. That's actually led to tickets going up on Ticketmaster in the past. Yeah. Like 2019, I picked up a ticket on general sale on Ticketmaster, which I just thought was a completely alien experience for All Ireland. So Cork have ruined the whole thing basically by being in this.
Kevin's not happy with Cahill. He's got in touch. He says, if that wasn't the last dig from a Tipperary man against Kilkenny, I'll eat my hat.
Isn't it true though? It is true. I remember that. Yeah, 2019, they went back on general sale. Like, so there wasn't just as much. There was a bit of stress in the Tip Kilkenny finals. But nothing. I've never experienced anything like this. I know my older brother's losing sleep over the thing.
Really? Yeah. JD in Galway says, try looking for All-Ireland final tickets outside on the day. Often spares appear. I've managed to secure All-Ireland hurling final tickets outside Croke Park in 2005, 2012, 2018. Also managed to get All-Ireland football final tickets in 2018, 2022 and last year. I've never paid more than face value. And in fact, back in 2005, I even got one for free, according to JD.
The only thing with that now is, though, my feeling on that one is the whole digital tickets now. It's not the same as before. Just the same as in the lads used to have the tickets there, and it was that kind of deal and done. I don't think it's a bit different with the digital. You're transferring stuff on Ticketmaster.
And you're not allowed down Jones's Road without a ticket these days as well.
Yeah, so you don't even get to the hotel.
That's kind of the image I have there of meeting somebody outside the Croke Park Hotel, literally on Jones's Road and picking up a physical ticket.
I'm an officer in a local club in Tipperary and I've been hounded on social media and emails from other clubs around the country raffling off tickets. It's really frustrating. That's not why the tickets are given to the non-participating counties and the GAA need to look at it.
Yeah, you can see it a lot. You see it a lot on so many social media pages. I know all my friends in Tip are sharing, it could be some random club in Sligo are raffling off to All-Ireland hurling tickets that they've after getting, But I suppose, look, it's a way of them
actually,
to make
the fundraise, I suppose, out of it too.
That's the way, yeah.
Daniel, just on this, do you know when the county allocations will become available? People wondering this today, when can they contact their local club? Because they don't want to be behind in the clubs.
Yeah, so I'd say the hurling, it's closed. They usually give it like a few days for counties to submit it or submit to your club, your order, so your chairperson or club secretary will reach out saying you have to this date. So for football, I'd say it'll be Wednesday, Thursday this week with a view to handing out tickets the following week. But yeah, it's interesting what the lads were saying. Just 2022 final, Galway Kerry also went on general sale last minute on Ticketmaster. So the demand wasn't there for the 82,000. And on the season tickets as well, they were a fantastic deal. Maybe when they came out first, I got one in 2010 as a Dublin fan. So I went and truly got the value out of it. But in recent years, they've definitely upped the price and trying to suck the value out of it with, I think, to a view possibly to phasing them out to get more tickets available for county allocations.
Yeah. Well, so the big thing with the season ticket, though, is that you still buy your All-Ireland final ticket. You're just guaranteed one, aren't you?
Exactly. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is worth it. It is worth it if you're, like, if as Owen said, if you're a Dublin, Kerry, Cork, Hurling, you know. So Cork Hurling sold out. No, Dublin Football sold out. Armagh Football, I'm pretty sure Tip Hurling hasn't sold out for anyone next year that wants to go down that route. I think about 2,500 is the limit per county.
Yeah. Texter here. Tickets should be given to first to the club members and the people who have proof of being at most or some of all of the games all year, and then the public should get them. Also, fair play to the GAA for their announcement to respect our national anthem. Another listener in the same vein, you're all asking for All-Ireland tickets. How many matches did you attend on the road to the final? Anyone who attended all the matches should be entitled to get a ticket. The Merryweather fans shouldn't get any tickets at all, says this listener.
Can I prove that? I've got a passport to be able to stamp it on. Yeah. I've been to every single game this year. I just like to let everyone know that.
Yeah. Season tickets, yeah, they're treated like crap and uncovered stands. The worst tickets in the house when fixtures are expected with high attendances. No financial benefit to them, according to this listener.
Not true.
No, I know people yesterday at season tickets have been at all the club games all year round, and they had great tickets in the Cusack stand.
Lower Cusack.
Lower Cusack yesterday. Yeah, they had great. And Paul in from Dublin has got in touch to say, you know, the one thing I've realised in this conversation today, I never knew there were so many culties in News Talk. We're proud of it too, Paul. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. Daniel Hussey, freelance sports reporter. Thanks a million, Daniel, for joining us. Also to Colin Minogue, Owen Sheehan, Katie Gallagher, the very best of luck in your hunt to try and secure those All-Ireland hurling and football finals. I'll be endeavouring to do the very same myself. The email, should anyone have them, of course, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.